We're privileged to have Bruno and Amy and Gabe here today. Really glad to have them fellowshipping with us today. Brief time that they're in the States. We got a chance to hear what Bruno's doing as far as the work goes out there in Togo. Now we get to hear the kind of stuff he preaches.
Yes.
So we're excited to have him come up and encourage us from the Word. So Bruno, come on up, brother.
Good morning. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Last Lord's Day, I was privileged to be together with the brethren in Roanoke. And I use 2 Corinthians chapter 5 to encourage them that the best is yet to come for us. I want to use 2 Corinthians 4 this morning to encourage you guys about how we can let the light of Christ shine through us. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning from verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the things hidden because of the shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the mind of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as a bondservant of Jesus, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Now, we pick the name shining in Togo right out of that verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 4. Shining in Togo. We saw Togo and all we see is darkness. And so, inspired by that verse, the God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shone in our hearts to give us the lights of the knowledge of the gospel in the face of Christ. So the idea is we have been determined to let that light of Christ shine through us. So what I want to do this morning is to encourage you guys in the ways that we can let that light shine through us. I think we can do that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. I counted myself blessed to be with these beautiful brothers. I thank you for the work going on here. I thank you for your kingdom worldwide. As I speak this morning, I pray that you help me to speak clearly so that I might be an encouragement to this brethren right here. I thank you in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, no question about it, and you guys will agree with me, the whole world is plunging deeper and deeper into spiritual darkness. The entire world is plunging into spiritual darkness. Now, where I come from, that darkness is as thick as a wall. You can see it. You can even feel it. More than 60% of the people in Togo, they worship man-made God instead of the one true God who is found in the Bible. The same is true here too. In the U.S., it used to be like everybody agree. There's a general consensus that the Bible is indeed the word of God. That Jesus is exactly who he claimed he was. Not anymore. Many have quickly concluded that the Bible is a book written by human beings. That there's not a thing called absolute truth. That everybody is pleased to do as he wants. And you guys, you know, are witnesses. The core foundation of this country is going down, and it's going down rapidly. The thing is being destroyed and is about to crumble and fall down. In Togo and in Africa, when walking around, you can see that there's a whole bunch of people who know or understand nothing. They're just walking like in darkness. Psalm 82 verse 5 talk about that. I think the same is true here too. People just walking like in darkness. But David asked a very, very interesting question in Psalm 11 verse 3. He said, if the foundations are being destroyed, what the righteous must do? If the foundations are being destroyed, what is that? What it is that you and I need to do? I want to answer that question. And really, I just want to encourage you guys this morning. Using the verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If the foundations are being destroyed, you and I need to let the light of Christ shine brighter and brighter through us. Now, how do we do that? That's my challenge this morning. I have 3 points I want to share with you guys. Just kind of lay out how we can let the light of Christ shine through us. The very first thing I see in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is, if we are going to let the light of Christ shine through us, it's imperative, it's very, very important that we remain focused and positive, because the entire world is negative. I was talking last night with Brother Jeremiah and his wife, and she said that they don't watch the news because it's negative. I watch the news. I mean, I want to stay informed. But I agree with her. It's highly negative. Well, when was the last time you opened the news and the reporter showed up and said, well, they have found a cure for cancer? That the Uyghurs in China has been released. Now, their participation in the community and the entire society is a fait accompli. When was the last time you opened the news and they talk about, you know, the killing in Ukraine is, you know, stop? That the leaders of both countries have come together and signed a peace deal. That's not what you guess in the news. They are in the business of demoralizing you and I by coming all the time with things that are negative. In Africa, the negativity comes from a socio-economic front. Dictatorship, dictatorial governments, bad economy, unemployment, illiteracy, people who have no future, abject poverty. That's what they talk about all the time. When we come over here to the U.S., it's very interesting. Sometimes we make fun of you guys. Even though you are the powerful country, we make a little bit of fun of you. The LGBTQ element, OPQ plus. Well, like, somebody needs to help them. They will run soon out of consonants. I mean, so, we sit around in Africa talking about these things. It's like, how in the world an entire election is decided on abortion issues? We ask ourselves, isn't abortion a sin? And that has been the determining factor for elections in your country and in Europe. You guys must have things going on really well for you. And that's what you focus on? The transgenderism. What is that? Those things are highly negative. Corruptions in government. I've come over here in the U.S. too. And the more you get acquainted with those things, the more you hear those things, the more you are informed about what is going on in the whole world, you will be discouraged. There's corruption in the church too. The church has failed and continues to fail to take a stand when it comes to moral issues. And instead of being run by and through the power of the Holy Spirit, most churches are run like a corporation. It's a good business. And so you take a corrupt world, you couple that with the corrupt church, and you add your own personal issue with sin and temptation. Guy, you have to be somebody to stay focused and to stay positive. But if we are going to let the light of Christ shine through us, we can't but let ourselves stay focused and be positive, realizing that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. If you don't want to realize that, if you don't want to know that, if you don't want to dwell on that, you cannot let the light of Christ shine through you. Realizing that yet in the world we will have tribulation, we will have troubles, we will have temptation, we will have tragedies. But he said, be of good cheer, he has overcome the world. Not only does he has overcome the world, but we who are born of him have overcome the world too. It says in the Bible, this is the victory that have overcome the world, even our faith. I will do really good to myself, and you will do really good to yourself also, to remind yourself, you know, constantly that the church, the true church of God, has been built on the solid rock foundation of the truth, that Jesus is indeed who he claimed to be. That's the only thing that is going to get you and I stay focused and positive. If you want the light of Christ to shine through you, you can't let yourself be demoralized by the world. You can't let yourself be demoralized by the news. You can't let yourself be demoralized by what is going on around you. You stay focused. You know, the light is always brighter than the darkness. As this whole world is going deeper and deeper into darkness, you and I need to be brighter, brighter in letting that light of Christ shine through us. Even in our own personal issues, our own personal problems, when encountering our own family issues, we need to remind ourselves that we are not first of all called to be happy. We are called to be obedient. And when we are obedient, happiness comes as a byproduct. Okay? We need to remind ourselves of those things. That we can do all things through Christ who, what? Strengthened us. That in Christ all things are possible. We can overcome. We are victorious in Christ. That's where our mind needs to dwell on if we want to let the light of Christ shine through us. You know, sometimes also it's very, very encouraging to think about some of the things that are going on, you know, across the whole world. That's why I'm so happy to be here sharing with you guys about what the Lord is doing through our ministry. So you know that you are not the only one, you know, looking at things as they are not growing. The work being done in Togo should be an encouragement to you guys. Last time I was in Roanoke, meeting at the House of the Saudis, it's very encouraging. Seeing the youngsters playing, you know, glorifying God, very encouraging. You guys here are an encouragement to me and my wife. The work Jeff and Sherry are doing in Ghana should bring us encouragement. So when you are going, you know, like the world is going, everything negative, 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 focus on positive things, because our job, our duty is to let the light of Christ shine through us. So let's put some positivity in the things. That will help us a lot. Let's not be discouraged. Let's not be demoralized. Let's stay focused. In the grand scheme of things, the church is going to win at the end. We are the winners. The second thing I would like to share with you guys this morning in terms of us letting the light of Christ shine through us, Paul said that in verse 2, we are going to demonstrate some integrity in the midst of this deceptive world. He said, we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God. If you and I want the light of Christ to shine through us, we need to show some integrity. Satan is a deceiver. The entire world lies under his power. So there's a lot of deception going on. You know, in our school, I have to always remind the kids, be honest in writing, you know, in taking your tests. Do your best. Don't cheat. But what we have in the world is a lot of people cheating because they want to get ahead. In business world, people cheat all the time. There's all kinds of deception going on because people want to go ahead in life. Even in the church, why would people teach a different gospel? Why would people dilute the word of God? Why would they, in the words of Apostle Paul, adulterate the word of God just to get more people to come into the church? That's a deception. We can't do that. We have to be like Timothy, always studying to show ourselves approved of God, a workmanship who does not need to be ashamed, but truthfully dividing the word of God. Okay, people are going to be saved and be true Christians in the sense of what the scripture said, if they are taught the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Paul is always in the business of therefore, because he's been saying some things. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of sin and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's us. We have so many great promises in God. In Him, all His promises are yes. The idea is if we are faithless, He is faithful. And He will see to it that all the promises I've given us in the scripture will be fulfilled. So all the promises in Him that we have should cause you and I to cleanse ourselves from all defilement of sin and defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That scripture right there is talking about you and I. If we want the light of Christ to shine through us, there are so many things we just had to get rid of. Okay? And move forward. Cleanse yourself from all defilement of sin, of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. Again, this is talking about us. Verse 17. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts. And they, having become callous, having given themselves over to sensuality, for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught in Him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, integrity, honesty, purity. You lay aside the old self which is being corrupt in accordance with lusts of deceits, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness, holiness of the truth. Are you working or making sure that you are walking in the light of the scripture? Well, get ready to see the light of Christ shine through you. How much involved are you with the help of the scripture in growing in your faith? If that's what you are interested in, then get ready for the light of Christ to shine through you. The way the writer of Hebrews puts it, and I really like this, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. It talks about us laying aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which had been set before us, having our eyes focused on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who, because of the joy that is set before Him, endure what He has to endure. We have a great joy waiting for us. We have great things ahead of us. So let us lay aside sin, temptation. Lay aside things that corrupt us. Having our eyes focused on Jesus. If you do that, get ready to see the light of Christ shine through you. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. This is us. But immorality, verse 3, or any impurity or greed must not even be named among us, as it is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of this thing, the wrath of God have come upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partaker with them. We are different people. People are watching us to see if our life is being different. And the way you shine the light of Christ is by being different. Let the scripture guide your life. How about being filled with the Holy Spirit? And just put to stop all the thing I'm talking about. You know, where I come from in Africa, we talk about how churches are all over the place. And in the same way, false teaching are also all over the place. People just don't have any idea what the Bible teaches about the Holy Spirit. I guarantee you that. So all over the place, they really don't know what the scripture teaches about the Holy Spirit. They have all kinds of ideas how a person can get the Holy Spirit. That is why it is imperative for you and I to go out there and engage in doing Bible studies with people. Open their eyes to the scripture. In Africa, you can have a guy who calls himself a preacher or a pastor. If you want to get the Holy Spirit, you go to him, you pay a little bit of money, and the guy is going to pray for you and lay his hands on you, and you get the Holy Spirit. And the way a person is filled with the Holy Spirit is by coming to church, and when the church is going on, they are singing, they call it worship, and everybody is dancing, somebody starts rolling on the floor. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. Nonsense. They don't want to go to the scripture. Do you know how a person is filled with the Holy Spirit? It's very, very easy to know. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, go down, talk about that. Here are the 8 or 7 things we do to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How about walking wisely? The difference between wisdom and knowledge is that the wisdom is the practical, godly practice of knowledge. You know something, you put it into practice in the godly way. That's wisdom. You wake up in the morning, you think about what you are going to do. Redeeming the time. You know, I was reading Mrs. Dillon in her house. He had a calendar. And he wrote down what, you know, Jeremiah is going to do throughout the entire month. And I saw Maya also put down there what she's going to do and all that. How about scheduling our life so that we don't go about doing nothing? How about trying to know what the will of God is and just do those things? Do not get drunk, for that is a dissipation. But instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. What about picking about a hymn book and start singing? It will help you be filled with the Holy Spirit. How about giving thanks to God in all that is going on in our life, good or bad? Just giving Him thanks. I guarantee you it's going to help you be filled with the Holy Spirit. How about being humble? Be subjected, submissive to each other. They don't want to hear that. For them, that is too complicated. That's not how you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but that's what the Bible talks about. And if we cannot have in our churches men and women filled with the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you the church is not going to get the job done. The church who is filled with the Holy Spirit always get the Lord's work done. You and I are different. God is looking at you and I, and wants you and I to carry his mission right here on earth moving forward. If you won't do it, if I won't do it, it's not going to get done. The way we let the light of Christ shine through us is trying to live according to the scripture. The way we let the light of Christ shine through us is by practicing what we are teaching, practicing what we are preaching. Walk the talk. You know, light is a very powerful thing. In Africa, where when it's 6:30 p.m., everything get really, really dark, you learn to appreciate flashlight. Okay? You guys have flashlight, but probably never use it because you have electricity. When I, drive to a village around 7 p.m. to go to Bible studies and preach and teach, you can see how powerful light is. So, the brighter the light is, you can see that it hurts the eyes of people who are sleeping. So when people are sleeping under a tree and my vehicle is coming, I can see that the light of the vehicle hurt their eyes. It embarrasses people who are not dressed properly. And those who are on the side of the street doing something they're not supposed to do. Young boy and girls who are, kissing each other, your light really exposes them. So if you and I are shining the light of Christ, get ready to hurt some people's eyes. Get ready to embarrass some people. Get ready to expose some people. It's not you. It's the light of Christ shining through you. You know, when a person is trying to be obedient to the scriptures, it is amazing to me how sometimes that person can be rejected. The reason why we are sometimes rejected is simple. It's because there's a lot of people in their case, the God of this world, Satan, has blinded their mind. So they will not see, the scripture said, the light of the knowledge of the gospel. They hate you without cause because why? You are shining the light of Christ. That is not your fault. Keep shining the light of Christ. Amen. The other way we will let the light of Christ shine through us is just simply by serving, practicing servanthood. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bond servant for Christ's sake. If we want the light of Christ to shine through us, then you and I are going to be like Jesus. He said he comes not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom to many people. Scripture said, though he exists in form of God, he does not see equality with God, something he can hold on to. But he emptied himself and became what? A born servant. One of the things that amazes me all the time is the amount of people in our churches who are, how am I going to put this? Sorry if I offended somebody, but I will call them intelligent converts. Intelligent converts. They are the people who know everything there is to know about the scriptures, but just don't do anything about it. But see, Jesus does not command us to go teach people to know all that he commanded. But rather, he commanded us to go teach people to do. Big difference. See, the power starts in the knowing, but is perfected in the doing. I'll say that again. The power starts in the knowing, but is perfected in the doing. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do all that I commanded. If you know the scripture, it's a very good thing. But if you are doing what the scripture said, that's even better. That is far, far more better. We are commanded to do all that Christ has told us to do. And the blessing starts, okay? The blessing starts coming in our life when we are doing what the scripture said. It says in John chapter 13, verse 17, blessed are you if you know these things and you do them. We are not just folks who come to church because we have to come to church. We come to church because we know who we are. We know what is expected of us. We are called to let the light of Christ shine through our life. You want to soften a hard heart, somebody who doesn't want to listen to the gospel? You want to soften his heart? You want to do something to cause the gospel to be, the door for the gospel to be open so that people can hear the message of the truth? Serve people. Help the needy. You know, faith without action is dead. So it is a good thing that we have the faith. Let's put the practice on so the light of Christ can shine through us. So staying positive, showing integrities. And in the practical sense of the term, what that entails is you show up early when people are showing up late, right? You people here do really well with time. In Africa, we have our own time. So when I'm teaching and preaching, one of the things I put emphasis on, the way we let the light of Christ shine through us is by doing things that shows that we are truly the redeemed people. So you show up on time when other people are showing up late. You go back to work when people are stretching a little bit their coffee break. You do that. You pay your bills on time. You know, you remain sober when other people are getting drunk. You show more love when people are being really rude. You clean your language. You tell a clean joke. Using clean words, people know that this person is changed. They will love it or they will hate it. It's entirely up to them. So, let's let the light of Christ shine to us. We can do this with the Holy Spirit in us, with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the help of God, with his presence with us and his power working with us, we can let the light of Christ shine through us. Let's do that this week. God bless you.
That was good. Man, it got me fired up. You know, I've been focusing a lot lately on a lot of technical stuff, getting ready for this podcast and to answer skeptics and help build faith. And it just reminded me when Bruno was talking, man, Christianity is designed to be simple. On some level, it's designed to be simple. And where that bears in mind for me is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, he says, I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness, but indeed you are bearing with me, for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Simplicity and purity. That's what we heard this morning. It's not hard. We're so focused a lot of times on the knowing that we don't engage in the doing. You can know all you want, but if you don't put your faith into practice and you don't have works that back up your faith, James says you don't have faith. It's that simple. So thank you for that encouragement. All right, do we have any announcements before we close up this morning? All right, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that you give us. And Lord, we do love you so much and thank you for the opportunity that we have to hear some great preaching this morning. Thank you so much for the work in Togo. And pray, Father, that you be with Bruno, Amy, and Gabe as they head back in a couple of months. And pray that you would continue to just pave the way for them to make incredible inroads into the communities, into the darkness. And help us as well, Father, as the darkness is just as dark here, it just looks different. But help us, Father, to be encouraged, to be bold, to be courageous, to push forward, knowing that we're not necessarily here, Father, to make people feel good. We're here to save their souls. And help us to do that, Father, with conviction, with truth, with love, and with gentleness. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.